Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to this week's episode of Awesome Today with co-hosts Meg and Kyle, not brought to you by Liquid Plumber, that friend you need when all those bathtub hairs have accumulated and nobody wants to touch that Wookiee. Get the Liquid Plumber. True story.
True story. It is both the delight and bane of your existence that I insist on keeping my hair long.
I love your long hair. I just don't understand why you yank out handfuls and cram it down the bathtub drain.
You don't even know. Or maybe you do. Maybe you've seen in the wastebasket in the bathroom how much hair doesn't go down the drain.
Yeah, but it only takes a spark to get a fire going. It only takes one or two a day.
And to get a clog going?
Your hairs are like their circumference, their diameter. They're not normal human hairs.
Well, I mean, that might be a little stretch.
Well, they're robust.
Okay.
They're not like my little fine hairs.
It's my werewolf lineage, of course.
A fine, straight-haired...
True.
Something. I don't know. I couldn't think of...
Son of a bitch. Oh, you fine-haired son of a bitch.
That's accurate. I feel like that's been yelled at me a time or two.
Get back here!
Something like that.
Oh, Lord, we're into the silly already.
Stay out of my yard!
Have you ever had that one?
Fine-haired son of a
bitch. Yeah. Yes. Yes, that's what happened. I remember it vividly now.
Oh, no, I've never had anyone yell at me, stay out of my yard.
Okay. I did.
I'm sure you have.
I did. I was riding my bike. I was a new bike rider.
Okay.
I was a new bike rider, and I was on the sidewalk, and got a little wobble in the front wheel, and I turned her over, and I fell in somebody's yard, and the woman co-owner of the home was, get out of my yard.
Okay.
That's kind of like when somebody, the old meme of somebody has a wreck and like, you can't park here.
Okay. I have a similar story.
Okay.
It's not bike riding. It's car driving.
Mm, you drove through someone's yard.
Not intentionally.
Mm.
Years ago, you may remember this in the lore of my family of origin. My parents moved to Pennsylvania.
Yes.
I was not from there.
Or invited.
I was invited. I spent Christmas breaks and spring breaks and summers up there. The very first summer, it was the first or second summer that I spent up there. I got a job as a sort of, you could say like a nanny of sorts.
Okay.
And this family lived way out in the country. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, I did not know this area at all. My sister and I were going out there. I can't remember why she was there. Was she going to also babysit? I don't know. But we were driving together. I was driving in my Corsica. Remember the Corsica?
Oh, yeah. Remember when I detailed it? Because it was
it looked like a 15-year-old trashed vehicle, and I was so shocked to find out it was less than a year old.
That was long before I had the epiphany that I, too, can be a car wash girly.
True.
Can take my car to the car wash. True. And clean it out. This was, of course, pre-GPS days.
Yeah.
So what had we done? We'd printed out our MapQuest.
MapQuest.
MapQuest directions out there. So we're driving. I remember specifically it was twilight. It was getting dark, harder to read the street signs. Neither of us knew where we were going. So we pulled off the road into what I thought was just like a side street. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting there and we're like looking at the map, looking at the MapQuest directions, trying to figure out, are we lost? Are we on the right path? Whatever. And this man comes out and comes up to the car. Our windows are rolled up, of course.
Right.
Comes out to the car and yells, "It's not a driveway." We were like, "What?" He's like, "This is not a driveway." Apparently, he had just like a little paved inlet on his property, and we had inadvertently parked in someone's yard that was not a driveway.
You should have hollered something witty back at him.
We were scared shitless. We didn't know what to do. I just put it in reverse and hoped for the best. We did eventually find the house, in case anyone was worrying or wondering.
That's a relief. That poor child that just needed to be watched.
Yeah.
Cared for, loved.
I know. Well, that's what happens in life before the GPS that lives in our phones.
Yes, that gives away our location to all of the all the things, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know that song, "The Sound of Silence"?
I'm familiar.
Do you like it?
Well, I have liked it. It's to the point of overplay for me.
Okay,
because we see a lot of. Well, TikTok videos.
Because of TikTok, you listen to it once, you get them all.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you, I'm trying to segue hard here
me,
wouldn't you pick that song?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes.
Why would that be?
Because we have currently in our home, the sound of no silence. What we do have as a sort of background, a soundtrack, mm-hmm. in fact, to our lives, is the constant and perpetual sound of someone coughing.
Like coughing like a abrasive, inconsiderate, fine-haired son of a bitch.
Because that is, in fact, who's doing the coughing.
Yes, it's 2.5 of three sons.
Yes.
That are man-colding it.
And the third had recently reported to us as he woke up today that he thinks he's getting it.
He's the 0.5.
He's the 0.5.
I said 2.5.
Yes, he's the 0.5. The man cold has hit our son contingency.
Yes.
And you can probably hear it right now.
I can.
One of them's right outside the door.
Yes, coughing all over the door handle.
Coughing on the door handle without covering his mouth. I'm not thrilled, but... I have to say, nobody in this family has gotten sick since like Christmas. And that's a true. Long stretch for us.
That's pretty rare. I remember one year that we stayed sick from before Thanksgiving until well past Easter.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm not happy because I have a lot of patience for a lot of things that go hand in hand with parenting. But one thing that just rides my nerves is the sound of people coughing. And kids specifically.
When they're doing it, like, they've opened their mouth wider than they do for anything else in life.
Yeah.
Just to projectile cough across the house.
Yeah.
That, and it has a unique sound. You can be three rooms away. We can literally hear it as we're recording right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's coming through on mic. That sound, it's like, it's infuriating.
It is.
It's like, you are a productionist. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You weirdos.
Yeah.
Of course, we never call our kids weirdos unless they're in front of us. We insist on calling them all names to their faces.
Yes. Yeah.
It's good parenting.
Right. I have a little update
for
you. You already know this, but mostly for Awesome Today fam. As they listen today, a package is arriving at our house.
Discreetly. Mark?
Nope. No, it has a big fat Sephora stamp on it. Because thankfully, after I mentioned last week my obsession with finding the specific lipstick worn by Natasha Lyonne in Poker Face, one of our fam members stepped up and said, "Hey, I'm just going to save you from...
Well, she asked.
She said,
you want to know?
She said, would you enjoy the thrill of the chase or do you just want to know?
You're like, I'm surrounded by mantles. Give me the lippy.
Exactly, yes. So, Awesome Today fan member Amy said in the Awesome Today Facebook group, which if you're not a part of, we would invite you to come over and join us. It's very fun and low key. And
just stay out of my yard.
Stay out of the yard, but she pointed me in the direction of the makeup artist, Amy L. Forsyth, I believe is her name. And
L is an initial or L is in she's
L is
Hispanic, like L. Forsyth.
No, that's her initial, middle initial.
Okay, just checking.
Who has an Instagram account. And on that Instagram account, she has a post tagging every single product that she used for Natasha Lyonne's makeup. And
do you think she's getting some, what's that called?
Affiliate
yeah,
money?
Yeah, some affiliate money off that. I hope she does.
It's possible. And I would gladly, happily pay her for her time in tagging because there were many products tagged in that post. As it turns out, in Poker Face, Natasha Lyonne is wearing a lip pencil from Charlotte Tilbury. Probably one of the most iconic lip products of our time is Charlotte Tilbury's Pillow Talk shade. However, this isn't just Pillow Talk. This is a variation of Pillow Talk that Charlotte Tilbury put out called Pillow Talk 2 Medium. And that's what's arriving as the people listen today in the post.
When it gets here, are you going to go lock yourself in the bedroom and just draw all over your face yep. with it and cry and tears of joy?
Tears of joy.
Okay. So you ordered two so you could get through that and then still have some
Absolutely,
to wear?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Yeah. I don't mind that at all.
Uh-huh. I'm so happy. I'm
happy for you.
I can't wait.
I'm happy thrilled. For you. You don't, there's not a lot of things in this world that you just get super.
Yeah.
Excited about, but this mm-hmm. has been one, so I am tickled for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Speaking of Poker Face, we managed to finish season one. That's all that's available to us in these moments of Poker Face. I love that show.
I know.
If there's not a season two, I will.
You will revolt. Privately hire Natasha Lyonne to come mm-hmm. just ad lib something.
Yep.
And
absolutely
put on share lipstick pencils and whatnot.
Yes. That came out, you know, it's not like a recent, maybe it came out in the past year, I guess.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. If you haven't watched it, it's on Peacock. It's worth the commercial breaks that you have to endure when you watch Peacock.
That's a push for me. I hate commercials.
One thing I appreciate about it is they give you the countdown clock.
Hang on, we have a commercial break.
Yeah, I should put a commercial right there. No, I do appreciate that they give you the countdown clock. So you know I'm not going to have to endure this any longer than
right.
this.
And it's more accurate than the countdown clock when you're downloading something
yes.
on your computer and it's like
yes.
jumps from 5 minutes to 2 hours to back and forth. We had a whole experience with that.
Oh my
Not
gosh.
So much a computer proper as a PlayStation 5.
Yeah, that was the cause of much angst.
This was pre-man cold for the one who was
yes.
downloading it. And there were, what, three, four different moments of furious tears?
Anger tears.
Yeah. Furious anger tears.
Yeah, rage tears.
Rage tears. I like it.
Yeah. But so, yeah, we finished Poker Face, and then you yourself watched a show.
I accidentally picked Ripley.
Mm-hmm. On Netflix.
On Netflix. I knew nothing about it. I had no idea that it was kind of a throwback to The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Which we watched in college.
Which we watched in college.
It was college, right?
I
don't know if I made up this memory. I have a memory of us watching that in your dorm room. Okay, you talk.
That's possible. My dorm room was amazing. My first year of college where I didn't live at home. I commuted my first year of college. And then my second year, I transferred schools. And I think for maybe 10 days, I had a roommate. And after that, I just never had a roommate in college again. And it wasn't because I did anything special. And so we could have a date night without some weirdo watching us.
It was... I made up that memory because The Talented Mr. Ripley came out in 1999. That would have been after we were married.
Yes, but we were still attending college.
Yeah. Matt Damon, Jude Law.
Yes, and your ever favorite.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
And others.
Yeah, and others. And others. It was a great movie back in 99.
There weren't just three characters.
No, no.
There were a lot of people in that movie.
That was a 2.5-hour-ish movie. And so this was, I was like, how are they going to make a movie, which I think was based on a novel probably, how they make it into a series? But it was, I didn't watch the whole thing as you did. I just caught bits and pieces. It seemed like it was really beautifully and well done.
It was. It was black and white, which took a little bit to get used to. I think the last time I watched something black and white, I thought it was in black and white. It was actually color, but there was something wrong with the cord on my television. And yeah, it was black and white. That took a little while to get used to. Incredible, because we're talking about Spain, right? Italy. Italy. That's right. Italy. I'm an idiot. Everybody knows this, though. It was Italy all over the place. And my word, the architecture, the just everything was so incredible. And I think even more beautiful in black and white.
Yes. Yeah.
So you had that component. You had the just all of the classic things of that era of time, where it was like even, you know, ashtrays were these gorgeous crystal things, and every accessory that a person wore just exuded class and attention and quality and things. That was very cool. And then, of course, here's the whole story unfolding. And I felt like the story was told so much more interestingly in the series than it was in the movie.
So it stars Andrew Scott, who has been acting forever.
Well, literally forever. Before he was born.
Yes, definitely. A lot of people love Andrew Scott. He plays, of course, the titular character of Tom Ripley. Johnny Flynn played Dickie. And then I had to do a double take, but Dakota Fanning, who I have been watching as an actor since she was a child, playing the character of Marge.
And they're the main three.
Yeah.
They're the main three.
Yep. It's really good.
Very solid. Very solid. I highly recommend. I think it's, everybody except children perhaps would enjoy it.
Yes. 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 We did go back then, since we were already on Netflix, and finish The Gentlemen.
Yes.
Which quite is a enjoyed Netflix that. Original.
Quite enjoyed that. What do you want to, what do you have to say about that?
It's such a sweet spot for us. It's organized crime. It's, interestingly, this time the twist of there's also the British aristocracy. The main character is a duke.
Yes.
So you have that. It's like,
again, gorgeous architecture.
Gorgeous everything.
All the things.
Yes. A lot of nuance in terms of family relationships. What would you do for family? Protecting your family, exploiting your family.
And also, identifying that even amongst the family of the Duke, there's always the turd that makes everything challenging.
Yes, that ruins, that just like self-sabotages and other sabotages at every possible turn.
Yes, a multi-sabotage saboteur.
Yes. I just thought it was really, and it's funny in places. It's extremely violent. So just, be prepared. Prepared for that. I just thought it was so fascinating. We had like stopped it for a while.
Yeah, we got distracted by Poker Face.
Yes, that's right.
So here's, we finished three series in a week, all three of which you were moved so much as to be like, at the end of it, they want you to rate it. And normally we're like, ah, screw off. I'm not rating your shows. But you actually were like, no, put love it on that one.
Yes.
So that's pretty, that's been a pretty strong week.
Very strong. Yeah. I don't know what else to say about that, except now we have nothing to watch.
Nothing to watch. There's a, I think, what's the Hulu show? Is it Shogun?
Oh, yeah, you've been watching that.
I started watching, but then I was like, oh, it's not done. I can't binge it.
Right.
So I just stopped, hoping they'll catch up.
Yeah. I've been campaigning for us going back over to Peacock to watch Resident Alien Season 3. It is out and complete, but you
alien.
That's I'm the blank. That's the one we just watched with the guy who's the alien and he's the doctor.
Oh yeah, 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 and, yeah, yeah.
Season 3 is complete, but it's on Peacock, which means commercials.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll suffer commercials for that show. That's a good show.
All right. I feel let's stop recording and go watch.
We'll be back next week. In the meantime, go watch one of those series.
Coachella is going on right now. That's not movies. That's music.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what Coachella is.
Okay. I don't.
It is. That's fine. It is a big deal concert out in the desert.
Okay. What desert? Which desert?
California, I feel like. Now you're going to make me side goog. It's a thing that people are into every year.
What kind of music is it?
Well, it's a little bit of everything and everyone.
So is Hank Williams the third going to be there?
I don't think Hank Williams is invited.
Okay.
Dang it.
What about what's the guy's name that just threw the chair off the roof?
Morgan Wallen?
Yeah, is he going to be there?
They've already canceled him. Is he a free man?
I don't know. I mean, he's free enough to throw a chair off of her balcony.
Yes. Where is it? Is it in California? Yes. Yes, it's at the Empire Polo Club in Indio, California, in the Coachella Valley.
Okay, that sounds like
in the Colorado Desert.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know there was a Colorado Desert in California. I'm so confused right now.
It seems strange. Like, come up with your own name. Colorado's already...
Yeah.
They've already patented that one.
It's a big music festival. It's also a reason to party and take off your clothes and hear new music and hear some of your faves.
What if we just turned on the radio and pretended like we were...
Just have a Coachella in our backyard.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe not the backyard. We're pretty close to some other houses here.
True. Sorry, that was a really loud mouth noise.
It was.
But you came across a cover of a song. I was trying to transition us into music.
Okay. So I from TikTok, because that's just we when we want to hang out with each other, but we don't really have anything to say or to do, we often just are like, well, let's see what's on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And then invariably it inspires conversations and side googs and other things.
I love a side goog.
I'm wanting to say, and I cannot remember who the guest was. It was a clip from one of Joe Rogan's podcasts. And this, whoever the guest was like, listen to this guy, and pulled up Tongi, or I Am Tongi, or whatever he calls himself, singing Monster, singing a cover of Monsters.
Yes.
Who did we decide that was originally?
James Blunt.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. It's good. It's very sad.
It's very sad.
But it's a good song.
Yes.
I enjoyed it. I put it on my liked playlist, which it may not stay there forever. It is a versatile list that changes.
You utilize the liked songs feature on Spotify more than anybody I know.
It is. I haven't liked for quite a while to create an actual playlist.
Yeah.
So I just add them in. And then, especially when I'm driving.
Yeah.
As it's playing, if I don't like it, I have the integrated thing and I can unlike it on my console.
Now, a lot of people.
Okay. Thanks.
No,
thanks
for, this is still.
Yeah, that was a great story, Kyle. Thanks.
This is still relevant. You don't like to make playlists. What I was going to say is a lot of people are enjoying Spotify's created for you playlist called the Day List. Now, here's.
Is that like the Daywalker?
Yes, exactly. Here's what, I just opened Spotify, didn't I? It is the afternoon, Sunday afternoon, as we're recording. My day list is called what? Read it for the people.
Hopeless Romantic Sleepover Afternoon.
Yep.
That sounds like an ad lib.
It does. That's what people love about their day list titles. They come up with the Spotify's AI. This is not people. Yeah. Spotify's AI comes up with these wild.
I mean, it's the people of the future.
Yes. These wild titles for your day list. It says you listen to mindfulness and positive in the afternoon. I don't know how that relates to this that they've put together for me, though, because it says here's some sleepover. These are the categories. Sleepover, scream, teen pop, heartbroken something. I don't get the full description on mobile. First song is Taylor Swift's Don't Blame Me.
Mm.
We've got Olivia Rodrigo's Vampire is on here. Leah Kate's 10 Things I Hate About You, Taylor Swift, Bad Blood. Like, this is mostly not feeling like mindfulness and positive.
Right.
I'm questioning how they went about grouping those together, but okay, I don't hate it.
They consulted the minds of the masses.
I feel like I'm the only one who uses Spotify's DJ feature.
I don't use it.
I love this because when I want to listen to music, but I don't want to have to make a decision, I just put it on DJ.
That way you can hate all the songs instead of just one every here and there.
I put it on DJ to drive. Where was I going the other night? Oh, to CVS when the man colds first hit.
Yes. Got to get the meds.
Yeah. And I just put it on DJ and it's a man's voice and it's like, he's your DJ. Mm-hmm. And he's like, let's listen to some songs that are that you never skip or something like that. And he immediately goes in to start playing all these, starting with Matchbox 20's Push, all these like 90s pop that I love. And I was like, okay, you do know me.
Yeah.
You do. So
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There is one other song, right? What I Like About Texas.
Oh, yes.
I think the version you and I are most familiar with is by Gary P. Nunn, though that's one of those songs that Jerry Jeff Walker, everybody has done some version of it. I don't know who actually wrote it and gets credit for it.
For sure. We were talking about that song because we were pondering some interesting, I don't know, we went down a rabbit trail thinking about states, U.S. states, history.
Yeah.
What is, what we find fascinating, what is just like, it's no longer interesting because we've known it our whole lives. For example.
Or was it never interesting?
Yeah. Well, you started with the example of like in Oklahoma. We both grew up in Oklahoma.
Yes.
One of the most interesting parts of the state lore is that the capital hasn't always been Oklahoma City.
Right. It started out in Guthrie, and then supposedly somebody stole the state seal. And I don't know, I guess on a horse rode south to Oklahoma City, and they woke up the next morning, like, who stole our capital?
An interesting thing, I don't think
they said it that way, too.
They definitely said it that way. A little more twang, actually.
Probably.
Who's the fine-haired son of a bitch who stole our capital?
Son of a bitch who stole the seal.
This is interesting. I don't think I told you this little bit of Florida history that I just learned. So, not this weekend, but last weekend, as you know, I took the boys. We walked a few blocks up to downtown Tallahassee for Springtime Tallahassee Big Parade.
Yes.
It's one of the biggest parades in the Southeast.
Okay.
People drive from like across the state to come to Tallahassee for this parade.
And they dress up, many of them.
Yes. The parade has your normal marching bands, those types of things. But traditionally, I think it has 5 crews, K-R-E-W-E, floats, okay?
Spell that again, what?
K-R-E-W-E.
Okay.
Sort of like in Mardi Gras, those floats are called crew.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yes.
News to me.
Yes. And so I was doing a little digging. I love a side Goog. I can't explain that enough. If I have a question that comes into my head, immediately I'm Googling.
You don't even, you're like, DuckDuckGo doesn't know.
No, I don't.
But Google might, and then so will everyone else.
Mostly it takes me to Wikipedia, and I love Wikipedia, Reddit. Those are my home bases on the internet.
You know who secretly owns Wikipedia?
The people do, don't you know?
Don't bullshit yourself.
So I did some Googling. Springtime Tallahassee Parade has its own Wikipedia entry, and the origin of this parade.
Did the parade type it up itself?
It did, yes, which is pretty.
It's pre-AI.
Yes, pretty interesting in and of itself. But the history of this parade is that there was a time in the mid-20th century when people from other parts of Florida were sort of grumbling and complaining about how Tallahassee is the state capital. It's all the way up here in the panhandle.
Right.
People from Orlando, Miami, Tampa.
Taxation without representation.
Well, they're just like, why do we have to go
all? I'll throw tea in the Gulf of Mexico.
They're like, why do we have to drive all the way up to the panhandle for the Capitol, for meetings, for lobbying, for legislating, all of those things? And so as a response to that, a group of women in Tallahassee decided to put on a show of sorts to show the people of the state why Tallahassee basically deserves to be the capital.
Okay.
And it goes through the history of Tallahassee and how it's steeped in culture. Tallahassee right now is having its 200th birthday. Five of the main crews in this parade show the different historical moments all the way back to the pirate days.
Nice. Buccaneers.
Yes.
And pirates. Pirates became buccaneers.
So anyway, it's super interesting that this, it's a parade and it's fun, but it also is supposed to be like celebrating the longstanding and varied history of the city and why ultimately to bring it all back to what we were talking about, why Tallahassee should be the state capital, why it retained the capital here, even though it kind of geographically does not make sense.
It's interesting. It's interesting in light of two of the different shows that we finished this week. To me, when we consider the history of a place, like we're basically Oklahomans growing up, born, both of us not born there, but that's more or less where we grew up. And I mean, they were brand new. They don't have a lot of real meaningful history. They're just grabbing it. They, oh, look, we're famous for this or something. But then the same, like Florida, obviously having a lot of history, but then what in Oklahoma, Florida must seem like to the UK,
right?
To all of Europe,
yes.
To all these other places with thousands of years of of history. I don't know. I was just thinking earlier, like the history here seems so much more interesting because it actually feels like history and it actually feels kind of cool versus what I grew up in, which then I was like, well, did that seem dumb just because it was familiar?
Right.
Or was it actually dumb? I think it's actually dumb.
Okay. I think it is an interesting thing to think about. We lived in Texas for 8 years. My dad is a Texas native, and so I sort of grew up with hearing how awesome Texas is.
Right.
Texans are so state proud that there's not a small number of Texans who refer to the state as the Republic.
True.
Unironically.
True. And whether we agree with it being a great state or not, you have to give a nod to people that are that convicted about their place. I've never lived anywhere else where people were like, here, we're from here.
Yes. Did I say this on the show? I can't remember if I did or not.
Yes. No.
This is for the past 9 years of my life, this has been a question I grapple with. Did I say this on microphone or did I say it to somebody or did I just say it in my head?
Did you point to me as just like a somebody?
No, I was like sort of gesturing like,
okay, careful. You're about to slap the microphone.
I will slap a microphone. I have been feeling such fondness for Austin again. Really? I don't think I did say this on microphone.
Austin, Texas or Austin, Massachusetts?
Every time we talk about Austin, one of us has to make that joke. It is a...
From the movie Road Trip.
Deep cut movie, to Road
Tom
Trip.
Tom Green.
One of the most quotable movies of the modern era, for
yes.
sure. I started listening to a new podcast a couple of weeks ago. It's called The Night Owl.
Austin City Limits.
No. It's called The Night Owl. It is ghost stories and paranormal investigations, all centered in Austin and the surrounding communities of the Hill Country.
See, I don't trust that because Austin and much of the surrounding community are old hippies and new hippies and a lot of drug use and things. And I'm like, can you trust somebody that's high to be like, I saw paranormal things?
Are you trying to piss me off?
You fine haired son.
Anyways, it's all of these stories take place in the city of Austin, or like I said, the surrounding communities out in the Hill Country and whatever. I've just been like, oh, this is just a really great place on this earth.
It is a great place. There's a whole many, many novels written by one Louis L'Amour.
Oh.
Who I was a prolific reader of as a youth.
Yeah.
Tons of stuff from Central and South Texas. Other places too, but a lot of stuff centered through there.
Yeah. I guess just to kind of circle back to what we were saying, I grew up adjacent to Texas history.
Okay.
And I do still find it to be fascinating.
There's, yeah, I agree. Good stuff there. much more interesting than what I know about Oklahoma history, which is quite a bit.
Yeah.
I even had to, I think 3 years in a row, I had to be a pretend participant in a faux land run.
For we both did.
The state's celebration of its birthday.
That was back in 1989, because it was 100 years since the 1889 land run.
I didn't celebrate it in 89. It would have been 86, 87, 88 were the 3 years I was forced to participate in the pretend land run.
Really?
And then I was old enough, I no longer had to do that.
Okay.
And believe me, I didn't be like, oh, can't I just do that again?
I guess that's the other main claim to fame for Oklahoma, right? You like to say the state that sucks so much they had to give it away.
Yeah, in a foot race. Yeah.
Now, it's not total Oklahoma bashing. There's happy memories from
like when we left. No, there are good things about the state for sure. The people are wonderful people.
Yeah.
Just I'll leave it there.
Okay.
Just leave it there.
But speaking of Texas, though.
Yeah.
You were culinarily inspired.
That's true, but it was from a Louisianan. It was from a Cajun.
No.
A Cajun in Texas. Oh, you're segueing. You're segueing.
I'm serving up the next segue for you.
Okay. Well, first of all, and I think this is both beautiful and amazing and delightful, all three, boths. I didn't know until we got to San Marcos, which is just south of Austin. It's about halfway between Austin and San Antonio. I didn't know until we got there the delight that even fast food Mexican places down there are like amazing.
So good.
Like Taco Cabana was just stunning.
Love it.
Stunningly good. And the further south you went, like I think it was Taco Palenco or something that was like, what?
Yeah.
Amazing food.
Taco stands, taquerias.
All the things. But even the fast food
places,
like the chains, even those were amazing.
Yes.
We definitely fell in love with Tex-Mex and some authentic Mexican stuff. I remember one trip, and this was problems at the border by a couple decades now.
Mm-hmm.
We went down, me and another coach and some people, we'd gone down to Laredo Nuevo, which is Laredo, I believe, is on the Mexican side of the border. Laredo Nuevo is on.
No, I think it's opposite.
Is it opposite? Yeah. Whatever the case may be. We were literally within 3 or 4 miles of the border proper and we'd gone to eat. And one of the guys had requested from a all Spanish only speaking wait staff for some queso, thinking chips and queso, liquid cheese, all that. She brought out she looked at him real funny and then brought out a bowl of grated queso fresco cheese, which wasn't quite what he was after, but he's a big boy and he liked to eat. He still just scooped that up with chips and ate it. And you know who I'm talking about.
I do.
That's part of what makes it funny. Different, but that down there, that was like authentic Mexican food. That was far less Tex-Mex.
Yes.
Here, gosh, probably, I don't know, a year, maybe 18 months ago, was the first time I was really interested in trying to make an authentic carne asada, which is just a beef stew, effectively, but super thick, so thick you could put it in tacos.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Serve it on mashed potatoes.
One of the guys that I consulted for recipes has a YouTube channel, and I believe the name of that is also Arnie, A-R-N-I-E, Arnie Tex.
Mm-hmm.
One word.
Yes.
And he is such a delight of a happy, enthusiastic, wonderful human being.
Yes.
We just randomly got served one of his TikToks.
Yes.
What, 3 days ago?
Yeah.
3 or 4 days ago. And he's talking about tacos de papa.
Yes. He's a Latino man.
Yes.
Big, thick mustache.
I think it's fair to say he has strong Mexican ancestry.
Yeah, I think that
we don't have
fair.
To just lump him in with the Latinos.
Yeah, okay. All right.
He's
all
not
right.
ashamed to be Mexican.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's a shameful thing to call people Mexican.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just trying to not assume his
background. He is a very proud Mexican man and grew up. I would guess he's first generation.
Yeah.
That I think he still lives. He has his mother living with him and they cook together and things as well. He is awesome.
Yes.
So tacos de papa is also called within those, that tight knit culture, very family oriented culture, a lot of people coming from poverty, mm-hmm. which means the food's going to be amazing because that's just how that works. They also called it tacos de nada.
Mm-hmm. Because there's no meat
tacos
in it.
Of nothing because there's no meat.
Yes.
And tacos de papa is, it's like a mashed potato, but you make it with, first you do onion, just a little bit of some type of pepper in the skillet, then some tomatoes. Then after that, you dump in, and we've been like pre-boiling the potatoes, little cubes. Dump those into the skillet, and then you mash it all together, and then you sprinkle cheese across the top.
He mentioned that just the potato portion is also known as papas mexicana.
Yes, which again, onion.
Yes, tomato.
That's pepper.
I feel like the tomato is what makes it so different from like a conventional mashed potato.
That, and I think the inclusion of a broth.
Yes, yeah.
Are crazy. I was trying not to belch out loud. I just, even thinking about this, because we ate it again today, it resurfaced a little bit. It was like, hey, do you want to taste me again? I'm like, hold on, I'm trying to record here, you fine-haired sumbitch. It's so good.
Yes.
So you talk about it.
Okay.
While I belch inside my mouth.
Okay. So immediately upon us watching this TikTok, we both were in hearty agreement. We had to have it this weekend. So yes, it's the potatoes, the mashed potato with the
onion, pepper, tomato.
Yes.
That, you do that part first.
Yes.
You put the potato in with some broth, do a little bit more, and then you mash it all up in the pan.
Yes, in the pan. Yeah. And then you cover it with cheese.
Then you cover it with cheese and then cover your skillet and just let all of that cheesy goodness melt down into it.
But even before you did that, you made the salsa with the consomme.
Yes.
The nor consomme. We didn't even...
We didn't even know what this was.
No.
We didn't even know how absolutely screwed over the American people have been.
Yeah. This is a game changer of salsa, you guys. Like, I'm putting the TikTok in the show notes, of course, so that you can go and check it out. But now I don't want salsa any other way.
I'm with you.
All right. You explain.
And
you
I'm
did
the salsa
process.
Maker,
so. Yes. You did the process. You explain.
You need to watch his TikTok. Absolutely. He took peppers first, and he uses jalapenos and serranos, and if the people in your house have soft mouths and can't handle that.
Cat mouth. Cat tongue. That's what it is. Cat tongue.
It was a Cuban pepper, but it's in the family of Anaheims or Hatches. It's a sweet
mild,
pepper.
Mild sweet. Yeah.
It's a sweet pepper. And I think I put one jalapeno.
Yeah.
And just whole. He put them in the skillet and
charred them up.
Yeah. You could do the same thing on the grill. You could also roast them in your oven.
Yeah, totally.
Any of that will work. Did that, and then
he put tomatoes.
Did tomatoes chicken. And whole cloves.
Yeah.
Of garlic. Didn't bother to chop anything up.
Right.
And did some quick roasting, some quick getting some sear, some scar on those fruits.
Yes.
Then.
Add some water in.
Add some water. So you do this in stages, and he did onion. So first he did the peppers, pulled those out. Then he did the tomatoes, pulled those out. Then he did onion and garlic together. And it was very coarsely chopped onion. Again, just got a good scar, then dumped all of those things back in, added, you could add water or you could add broth or stock or whatever. And then this is when the nor consomme comes in, which is honestly the best I can tell. It is chicken. It's chicken bouillon.
Yeah.
With some interesting, I think there's some fat, different fats included, but the big thing that is not in normal bouillon is MSG.
Yes.
And that added such a different component to everything. So once, you know, again, once you kind of simmered down with all of that and you reduced, then everything goes into your blender. And if you have a good blender, you don't cut anything up. You just whatever. But if you have a pathetic blender like we have in this place that we're staying right now, then you cut everything up first.
Yes. So the company is called Knorr, KNORR.
Mm-hmm.
It's a green labeled product. It's also called caldo de pollo,
mm-hmm.
basically just the chicken bouillon.
Yes.
It's It's the absolute game changer that you didn't even know you needed in your salsa.
Right. And I really do think the MSG is the huge player in there. So even if you can't find that brand and that style, which would be in the whatever, what do they call that aisle of the grocery store? The international food aisle?
Yeah, sometimes it's called that, yes.
It's hilarious to me that here we are in Florida, where there's plenty of people whose, like, their tortillas are going to be a part of their diet.
Yeah.
Because you've got all kinds of people from Central and South America that live here. But there's only one aisle, and there's no homemade, there's no recently made. It's just major brand of tortillas. I guess all of the authentic people are making their own tortillas.
Probably so.
I don't know. But so, then, yeah, here's the Knorr brand consomme, and it has the MSG. So whatever, you can't find it, you can probably find MSG.
Yeah.
And just add a little of that.
With some chicken bouillon powder.
With your chicken bouillon and
And so you made the salsa first so the flavors could, as Arnie says, meld.
Yes, I prefer Mary. Yeah. He's a big melder.
He's a big melder.
I think he's probably a welder, so melding makes more sense to him.
So you made the salsa first so it could get the flavor going.
Yes.
Then you made the potatoes, the papas.
Yes.
And then?
Then you spread, it's going to be the consistency of refried beans.
It is. Absolutely. With cheese. Yes.
You spread that on a tortilla, you fold it in half, and then you skillet toast.
Yes.
The tortilla, then you open it, you peel it apart like a baby diaper.
Yes.
And you put the salsa in there.
Oh my gosh. So we did that yesterday. We did the Arnie's prep way.
Yeah.
Which is the tacos de nada. No meat.
Just no meat.
But today you went and got some chorizo sausage.
Mm-hmm.
We had a ton of leftover beef in the
fridge. What was the
it was some kind of
crap. Every time we talk about it, we forget the name of
Berea.
Berea, yes. Yeah. Not Burisma. That's where Hunter Biden peddled influence from his father's family to take millions into. I'm just telling you what the headlines say. Berea taco meat.
Yeah. We did it with meat today.
Yeah.
Con carne.
Yes.
And that was so good. I did make the statement at lunch today that this is in the running to unseat your famous burgers as my very favorite thing that you make.
Which I still hold. It's been 6 months since I've been able to make those burgers. Don't unseat the burgers yet. Let's get to a place where we can side by side them.
Oh, yes.
It'll probably kill me to do all that in one day, but I'll try it eventually.
Okay. It was so good.
But you need to check out Arnie Tex.
Yes.
He is a delight. Even if you don't want to make anything he has, he's just an uplifting person to...
Oh, he's just so happy.
Yeah.
You can tell that food and cooking for people and coming up with these things and sharing it with people, it brings him so much delight.
And if you need to figure out some kind of Tex-Mex / traditional Mexican recipe, TikTok, it seems like he's gone more to TikTok than he has YouTube, but he's got content in both places and the dude knows how to cook.
And, you know, I feel like summer is genuinely, maybe it's because of the part of the country we grew up in, but I feel like summer is such a Tex-Mex time. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're kicking off with Cinco de Mayo coming up.
Well, everything needs lemon or lime and things on it. And those are summery feeling things.
Margaritas, cerveza.
Yeah.
It's a good time to go check out Arnie Tex for sure.
What else?
I'm trying to think. I feel like that covers the gamut from the past week.
Is it gambit or gamut?
Gamut, probably.
Okay. I'm just asking because I don't want to embarrass myself. You say what you want.
And you're just going to let me be embarrassed?
Well, that's your choice. It's your body. It's your choice. Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah.
That's something along those lines?
Yep, pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much.
I'm just trying to be correct.
Yeah.
Not offensive. I only want to be offensive when I'm trying to be.
Of course. You never want to intentionally offend.
No, I do want to intentionally.
You only want to intentionally offend.
I never want to unintentionally offend.
Yes.
Although sometimes that still plays out in my favor. It's not my goal. It's not my preference. It's not my style.
Okay. Well, we've been turning out the short ones lately.
I guess. I feel
it bothers you.
I feel like we're cheating the people. We're only 46 minutes in so far.
We'll have to
almost 47.
We'll have to take better notes in the coming week.
I don't do that. So
I do.
What else did you do this week besides tend to the man sicknesses and watch shows and take care of me like you always do?
Well, on the side, you're teaching me some secrets of your industry.
Secrets.
That's been fun.
That has been fun.
It's been an absolutely new challenge in a world that I always had kind of psyched myself out of, like, oh, I can't understand that. I'm a girl. It's hard.
I don't know math or science.
But that's been fun. We've been spending our afternoons doing that.
Looking at markets and trading and different things. Yeah, that's been pretty cool. I've got a couple of students. Another one I'm trying to get on board being one of my daughters who can't tell. She seems excited and then she won't follow through.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it because I'm so offensive?
No, it's because I think she doesn't quite yet think that she can get her.
She doesn't know how to do math yet.
I honestly think that she thinks it's a lot of math. It's not that much math.
It's literally not.
So
I've designed it all to be visual because I'm a visual person.
Yes. It's very visual. I've been having fun with it.
Okay.
So that was a big chunk of time from the past week for you too.
Yes, I spend most of my days, I'm either doing that or I'm cooking or watching TikToks with you.
Obviously.
And or three different series that we wrapped up. That was a thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can't think of anything else that we're missing. There are big things on the horizon.
Yeah.
There's a teaser.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned.
Yeah, maybe. I felt like we went public access radio. Yeah. Stay tuned. It's interesting. Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
All the things they do. Whatever. All right. Hey, days should be awesome.
They should.
Somebody is going to have an awesome today. Why not you?
I agree.
Why just do that, would you?
Please do.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.